Hey there, welcome to another Truth Talk. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host. Today I just have a word I feel like God keeps sharing with me and I need to share it with you. Now, I'm going to reference the Hunger Games. If you're not familiar with the Hunger Games, that's okay. I'm going to give you just a story at the end of the Hunger Games. And if you plan on watching that, maybe you don't want to listen to this word, but God is always speaking to me through movies like The Hunger Games and books. And I read all the novels again this year, and I'm on the most recent one that she wrote. But here's the word that I have today. To give you the context, there's President Snow, who is the president of PNM, and then you have President Coyne, who is the president of District 13 that we didn't know existed until in the later books and in the later movies. And you have a main character, Katniss Everdeen, and at the end of the movie, in the fourth movie, third book, you have this encounter with President Snow and Katniss Everdeen. It's after the war is over. It's when President Snow surrenders, and he has this dialogue with Katniss. And I swear, it's just like God is showing me what is happening right now with the vision. Is that President Snow says to Katniss Everdeen, he goes, "It was marvelous on President Coyne's part because she used Katniss as the leader, the one to rally the districts. But this entire time, President Snow and Katniss Everdeen were fighting each other. They weren't looking for or at what President Coyne's agenda was. They weren't looking at what she was doing and how she was using them. She just kept them busy looking at each other, trying to take each other down." So President Snow confronts Katniss with this. How marvelous it was that President Coyne had used them to basically tear each other down, to destroy each other, so that President Coyne could come into power and be the new president of PNM. Let's take this situation and apply it to today. I believe that the enemy has us looking at each other, trying to destroy, getting us to destroy each other, while the enemy continues with his plan. He doesn't need to come in with these big and mighty things if we're sitting here destroying each other with our words and the rights and the wrongs, and we're always trying to prove our point. And with social media and this age of information, you know, I just said recently on Instagram, you can follow me there at Jessica Hoddle, where God has the airplane view, but social media gives us this magnifying glass. We get magnified easily of the darkness. We can see into people's lives that we would never meet and feel their pain. And then we begin to carry pain of people that we don't know. And we want to hurt with those that are hurting. But what happens, especially now with social media and all of these things happening in this year of 2020, is we're fighting over who's right, who's wrong. Our own self-righteousness is getting in the way. I'm right, you're wrong. We don't see unity really happening. And I gotta be honest, having hard conversations on the internet is probably not gonna end in unity, because we don't hear each other's voice. We probably don't even know each other enough or well enough to continue to call people out as though it's everybody's job to do so, and we have to use wisdom. I know that we are called to be aware of false teachers. I mean, we see Paul calling out Peter in front of everybody. We see in John writing about another leader that doesn't even want him there in the First John, Second John. I'm aware of this calling out of false teachers, calling out of things that are not right, calling out the darkness. But what's happening is that we're getting so consumed with the darkness that we're not being the light. So what does the enemy have us doing? As believers, if we're looking at it this way, we're looking at believers tearing each other down. Well, the enemy doesn't have to do any more work. If we're tearing each other apart, what does the enemy have to do? He's still working his plan. He's still got things going on behind the scenes, sex trafficking, humans, you know, his evil plans are still going on. While we're debating about and getting down each other's, I don't want to say throats, but let me just say it, I guess. I am just bringing this word because I feel like we're so distracted trying to prove each other right and wrong. And the enemy's over here still working his plan. So again, back to this analogy that President Snow and Katniss Everdeen, the entire movies, the entire books, they're fighting each other. And then President Coin comes in and she starts to work her plan. And she keeps Katniss and Snow fighting each other and fighting her for her plan. Why? They don't even recognize. They don't even know it. Because why? Because they're so focused on tearing each other down that they don't even see the plan of President Coin. For her rise to power, for what she wants to do. This was a huge moment for me. Maybe it isn't for you. Maybe this word doesn't even resonate with you. But it definitely did with me. How we're so focused on each other and tearing each other down that we're missing, that we can miss the real things that we're called to do, the actions that we're called to do, laying aside our self-righteousness, picking up the cross, and pursuing God. In Jude, it says in verse 22, keep being compassionate to those who still have doubts and snatch others out of the fire to save them. Be merciful over and over to them, but always couple your mercy with the fear of God. Be extremely careful to keep yourselves free from the pollutions of the flesh. And I'm going to read you just a little bit of the footnote from that. It says, in other words, we do all we can to bring others to Christ, but not at the expense of becoming like them in ignoring sin. I think it's important. I was trying to, you know, look at these scriptures of what I wanted to pull out, but I didn't want to take away from the main point. How are we loving others? And when I say loving others is different and independent of everybody. Every person you come in contact with will be loved a different way. Love is not just one universal thing. You won't love your husband the way that you love your kids. You won't love each kid the same, but you love them with the same love. But each kid will be loved differently. Your husband will be, every friend you have will be loved differently, but with the same love. There is no universal love. So every action of love is going to look different. We have to also get the grips of that, of what does that, yes, love is patient, it's kind, it does not boast, but what does that look like with this person and that person? And what are my actions speaking about love when I do XYZ, when I say XYZ? Let's stand up for love. Let's stand up for unity. Let's understand that we're not all going to agree with each other, that we're going to have differing opinions, and we can still be in unity even if we disagree, which makes us beautiful because we're all called to speak into different things, to do different things, to help different causes. So let's, yes, bring light to darkness, but let us not be swallowed up by the darkness that it becomes too big, too overwhelming, and begins to shut us down. We need to remember that we are the light. We carry the light in us. We're only light because of Him. So call out the darkness as you're being led by the Holy Spirit. But remember what you say, what you do, how you love. And again, this isn't just quoting scripture and putting a blanket statement on it. Again, I'm going to say it again and again and again. Everybody is loved differently. And love looks differently. But we all love with the same love because God is love. And we only love because he first loved us. We only experience and know love because he loved us. That's it. And many people have to relearn what love looks like, because for many, love has been abuse and hatred and nasty words, and love hasn't been patient for them and it hasn't been kind for them. But that is why we have God's word, to help us, to mature us, and to grow us. Let us not be President Snow and Katniss Everdeen while we're fighting each other, while President Coyne is working her plan and using President Snow and Katniss Everdeen to fulfill her plan before they don't even realize that she's using them. It's a great example for what I see happening today. And I'm sure that you can see it happening too. And I'm sure that it's breaking your heart like it is for mine. So I'm just going to pray. And then, like every Wednesday, you'll listen to another episode of A Lie. So stay tuned. Make sure you subscribe to What's the Truth right here. You can follow me on Instagram, Jessica Hoddle, and I'll make sure I include that below. And if you just also just need encouragement with speaking life over your body and some prayers, I'm going to include my body prayer printable below. You'll be able to print that up. There's 25 prayers and prompts for you to, and scriptures for you to just begin praying over yourself throughout the day so that you can begin to renew your mind. So until next time, I'm going to pray and I'm going to close this out. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for anyone who is listening today, Father. I just pray favor over them. I pray blessing over them. I pray health in their bodies. I pray health in their minds, Father, that they would begin to know you, recognize you, and become more like you. Father, I just pray for our hearts, that our self-righteousness would die at the cross, that I don't need to win a theological debate. I need to win hearts over to you. I don't need to be right to prove my point or to love others well. I need to love others well according to you, that leads them to you. My words, let our words lead others to you. Let our words lead others to your heart and to show them who we stand for and what we stand for. Help us to be slow to anger. Help us to extend grace and mercy, because all have fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned. Help us to have hearts that are understanding. Help us to have conversations where we can disagree, but still end in unity with each other. Help us to listen more than we talk. Help us to love each person individually, but with the same love that you give us. In Jesus' name, amen.